Remember when I said I don't think Taylor Swift works with an astrologer, I think she is her own astrologer? Let me explain the astrology of the engagement heard around the world. Not that it truly matters, but I just wonder if she was not proposed to on August 26th, she just announced it on August 26th, and she was actually proposed to or engaged somewhere between August 9th to August 13th. I say that peaking specifically around the 11th and the 12th, we had that gorgeous Venus-Jupiter conjunction in the sign of Cancer. Her moon sign is in Cancer. She's a Sagittarius sun, meaning she's ruled by Jupiter, meaning that this Venus-Jupiter conjunction, which expands all things love, romance, and happiness, formed a conjunction with her moon, her emotional sense of comfort, safety, and connections and relationships. While we were having the full moon in Aquarius, meaning the moon was flipped and crossing her Venus over in Aquarius. So I feel like it was probably around that time frame, but either way, she announced it around August 26th, and I think August 26th was obviously the perfect time to do it as well, because that was when Venus in Leo was forming a sextile to Uranus in Gemini, bringing unexpected surprises in pretty harmonious ways to the collective, while also having Venus in Leo form a trine to Neptune in Aries. Neptune is considered the higher octave of Venus, so any interaction, especially positive ones, meaning conjunctions, sextiles, and trines, but in my opinion also oppositions, are gorgeous. This is like when Venus, the planet of everything we want and value, love, relationships, connections, romance, pleasure, happiness, all the fun, pretty things in life, interacts with the higher octave of that, meaning the profundity to it, the depth of it, the spiritual alignment of it all. You know, it creates this really gorgeous, like, faded alignment. Also, whether she's a Scorpio rising or a Capricorn rising, she would still have a Scorpio stellium, because she would have her Mars, her Pluto, and her midheaven if it's Capricorn rising, or her Mars, Pluto, and ascendant if she's Scorpio rising, all in Scorpio, meaning she's very selective, strategic, and calculated with the information she discloses to others. Also, I don't know if y'all remember, but around August 9th, when we were experiencing that full moon in Aquarius, I mentioned that we all need to be taking note of everything that's happening around August 9th, because this is going to be the last lunation in Aquarius that is not an eclipse for the next couple of years. Because starting in February of 2026, we are going to encounter the first eclipse in Aquarius with the new moon solar eclipse in Aquarius, meaning that this lunation, this full moon on August 9th, was a preview into what is basically going to be playing out throughout 2026 and 2027. With this situation, I specifically think something's happening between like February 2026 to like August or September.